Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it is time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I just hopped over a gate to pick up Jackson's little jeans. They were falling down. I noticed, Barbara, he was walking funny, so I had about a minute and a half to jump over the gate, pick up his pants, put on the TV show, and jump back over. But I'm here. I'm here. And hello, everyone. It's such a blessing to be with you. This is the magical DC Love. I was told by Barbara and Spirit to refer to myself as the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being a divine healer. And as you know, I'm a radio show host. And I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I'm published in some of their books. But more importantly, I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and my own, you know, my own fur baby angel, Ginger. And as we know, we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. It was a crazy experience. At that time, she threatened me. She actually threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the amazing thing about our connection, and it really is a divine connection, is that she has left this door open, and others from the other side have walked through that door. And in doing so, you know, I have been given access to the most ironic but yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And it also provides me with the ability to really to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, I had a work background, and it was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone of my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate body releasing practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. Now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will connect you with DC's Facebook page. So that's another way you can find her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there and you may just find what you've been looking for. And now it is time for us to start hearing messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, thank you, Barbara. The first thing that I have is a beautiful little angel prayer that I'm guided to read. And this was written by Julie Geigel. Archangel Metatron, lately I've been confused with worry and fear. Nothing seems to be going right in my life. I try and I try, but nothing ever changes. I feel defeated and hopeless. I know the only way out of this pain is to surrender my will to God. I ask that you, Archangel Metatron, step in and act as a bridge, helping me to step out of this prison created by my fear and worry. As I step onto this bridge, I remember that there is another path filled with love and hope, a path full of support and guidance from my spiritual team, of angels, guides, and loved ones who have passed. I only need to ask, and the way will be shown. I awake with serenity and love. I remember I always have a choice. When my mind begins to lead me down that rabbit hole, I allow my breath to remind me of the bridge that leads me back to the truth. As I align with the light of my soul, magic and miracles happen in my life, and worry and fear disintegrate, and so it is. And that was a beautiful prayer, Barbara, that I was guided to read. Okay, now we have a channeled message from Jesus. Hello, beloved ones. It is so nice to spend this time with you. It's been a while, and I've missed you. I've been here just waiting to hear from you. Now, is there something on your mind where you could use maybe a little advice or even something that has been weighing heavily upon your heart? I know everything there is to know about you, and I'm always here, and I'm always ready to help. I love you so much. And it's not a coincidence that you showed up at this very moment. Please, don't be afraid to speak with me. I'm so very proud of you. Know that I love you today, tomorrow, and always. You can be yourself with me. Why do you insist on struggling when I'm here to help you? I will be with you no matter what, no matter what you're going through. And if you're not sure which way to go and you do need clarity, please call upon me. I'm a really good listener, and I believe in you. Day or night, I'm here. And I'm ready to assist you. Holidays, too. You are here to enjoy your life. You're not here to be afraid of what the next day brings. You have within you everything that you need to create the life of your dreams. You choose your reality, and I understand how you view life and its perceived difficulties and how you question, why is this happening to me? I will help you to understand, and I will help with anything at all and everything that you are going through, helping you to expand your understanding along the way. And you can ask me anything, yes, anything. I continually offer guidance. All you have to do is listen to your intuition, and you're going to hear me. Beloved ones, you can rely on me. I'm going to lead you in the right direction. All is well. You have nothing to fear. You are perfectly created. Look within and see for yourself. You can trust your wisdom, and if you get stuck, once again, please call upon me. I'm one of your biggest fans. Everything will work out. And please, don't take life so seriously. You've got to have some fun. You've heard the saying, all work and no play. Well, remember, I too rested on the seventh day. Connect with your joy. Celebrate and enjoy each moment. Beloveds, life is ever-changing. And if you don't like something about your life, remember, you can change it. Yeah, you can change it. And you can go in a completely different direction. And as you do, I'm with you, regardless of the direction that you are taking. You are here to experience life. Please, begin today and create the life that you've envisioned. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you, GC.
Okay.
And now we are going to hear what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. My beloved ones, life gives you so many different opportunities. And we call everything an opportunity, even the things that you might call a problem or a disaster. Everything is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to grow, an opportunity for you to let go, an opportunity for you to realize what's actually important to you, an opportunity for you to move forward with your own life, an opportunity for you to stop and look at who you are and where you are and what it is that really matters. So life is always presenting each and every one of you with opportunities. And we want you to take advantage of these opportunities. We want you to really begin to notice them. Because so many people so often never even notice the opportunities that are being presented to them. They look at a situation and all they see is that it's a problem. And as long as all they are seeing is that it's a problem, they are not seeing any solutions. They are not seeing any opportunities. They are just seeing a problem. Let go of the belief that things are problems. Let go of the belief that things need to be problems. What if everything was just an opportunity? Then no matter what it is or how bad it is, then it still has potential for you to see how it could be more of an opportunity in your life. So start embracing your opportunities. Start recognizing them. Start accepting them. This is so difficult for some of you because if you think something is a problem, you cannot accept it. You must fight. We want you to realize that the more you fight, the more you are actually creating what you are fighting against. Stop fighting. Start looking at the opportunity. Start embracing the opportunity. Start allowing the solutions to come into your life. Because the more you fight, the more you keep yourself from experiencing what is truly there for you. Give up the fight. Let it go. Move into the opportunities and start allowing your life to expand. We love you. Okay, that is what he wanted to share with us for today.
Oh, awesome as always, Barbara. Thank you.
And we have now come to the part of the show where we take questions from our callers. So we will go to our first caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's the legendary Lady Luck making a quick phone call to you guys today. I promise. I just wanted to get some help with some dear innates as far as I've been working on it all night, actually, and yesterday. I came back home and I needed to send like follow-up emails, like, you know, thank you and hey, can you share some, like, basically like testimonials about the class, about the healing work. And I had all this like insecurity stuff come up, and so yeah, just like dear innates around that, because yeah, that basically sums it up. I don't think I even need to go into it. Are you getting stuff?
I'm always getting stuff. You know that.
Yeah.
But first, let's see what DC is getting.
Well, you've certainly got Ginger's attention, and she's laughing, and she's saying that you're always good for a laugh. She's saying you've got an incredible personality, and
aww,
she loves to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you. See, that's part of it. That's part of it. It's like someone emailed me, this was before I left, and she was like, great class. You know, when can we schedule the healing? And I noticed how I didn't even really even take that in. I thought she was full of it. I thought she wasn't telling the truth, that she really liked it. But meanwhile, when I did the healing of her, she said that she did like it. I was able to then take it in, but I was like, wow, this is weird. You know? So
well,
yeah, you hit on it right away.
You do have an incredible personality, and you catch people's attention really fast. And Ginger's now, every time I like hear your voice, all I do is see horses. So she's riding a horse, and she's saying, look how good I can ride. She's riding a horse, and she's saying, what is it that, you know, like, is bringing up, like, such conflict in your head? She said, oh, my gosh. She said, you know what, you know that you're so intuitive, so why are you having such a problem here? She's saying, why is it that you don't trust yourself? Like, what's the deal?
I'm in the old energy. I'm saging again, like, as we speak. Like, the energy of, like, it was just such a weird experience. Like, I have to raise the energy of my apartment. Like, I came in and I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was like, I can't even explain it. So, I'm just in the old energy. I think it's, like, residue of, like, being back here. I don't fit in here anymore.
Okay. But everything is happening, you know, for you, and it's happening in divine timing, okay? And she's just writing on a chalkboard, and she's writing the word forgiveness. And she's saying, yep, she's saying, Mom, she's holding on to energy from the past. And that energy from the past is making you sad. It may be even, you know, even causing some conflict, okay? But you've got to let go of that energy of the past and, you know, realize today's a beautiful new day, and you have the power to choose what you create in each day. So she's saying, you know, Lady Luck, why don't you just start choosing to create happiness and all the good stuff and leave all that old energy behind?
You know, I'm feeling like I'm not going to be taken care of, because even though some people wrote me like, oh, great class, I was like, hey, can you share, like, or like great healing, like, can you share details so I can share it on, like, I just can keep releasing, like releasing the need to have testimonials and be reliant on people. But I'm feeling like very sort of, I don't, like, people are not replying, basically. Like, I'm feel it's activating things of like how people aren't there for me, and like how I'm like being used, like I, how I'm just kind of like giving and used and stuff.
Oh, you know what, you're doing a great job. And you know, at times we do, you know, ask others to, you know, leave a testimonial or just, you know, write a little something about what they got out of, you know, their session, and they don't. But that's okay, because it doesn't affect how good of a job that you're doing, okay? And Ginger's saying, don't worry about it. She's sort of showing me that you're on an escalator, and you're going up, 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 okay? There's something new coming to you, okay? And she's saying, you know what? Just give yourself that pat on the back. You know, you don't have to wait for others. Give it to you, because you know you're doing a great job, okay? And
yeah,
she's saying,
insecure. Yeah.
Yeah, showing me like a new place of residency, okay? And she's saying she's going to have like the clarity that she really needs, okay? And she's saying, you know, others will recognize you for the amazing woman that you are and everything that you have to offer them, okay? So she's saying that Archangel Michael is coming in, and he's got that industrial strength chakra cleaner, and she's putting safety glasses on you, and she's going to wait for Barbara, like, to do the rest. But she's saying you need to use that again. Okay, and she's saying, you know, she's calling an Archangel Zadkiel as well. She's saying this girl is amazing, but sometimes she does things before thinking, and she's saying that you need to have a little bit more balance in your life, and you've got to believe in divine timing, okay? Everything is coming to you, okay? And we're calling upon Archangel Zadkiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L, yep, Ginger, to help you with your self-esteem, your feelings of self-worth, and know that you are deserving of all the good that's coming your way. You are totally, totally deserving. And you've got to know that you have a very strong intuitive voice within you, and just open it up and let it guide you. And please, when it does, trust the messages that you are getting. Okay, you're very, very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Ginger's just now she's wearing a cheerleader outfit and she's just cheering for you. Okay, and she's saying you don't realize all the success that is around you. She wants you to really, you know, like, be proud of yourself, but she wants you to keep going, okay? You're going to help others.
Yeah, I'm focusing on other people. Yeah.
Good.
And you're going to see
the changes that occur when you do, okay? She's saying, but don't forget, Lady Luck, there's still some work to do for yourself internally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's just saying, here's an innate statement for you. Dear innate. I see myself as a success.
Dear Innate, I see myself as a success.
In many wonderful ways.
In many wonderful ways.
And I achieve great things.
And I achieve great things.
Within myself and in the world.
Within myself and within the world.
And you do, honey. That is like so spot on. You do. You're achieving great things. And you're helping others to do the same, okay?
Right. Well, DC, there's a but in there because, well, so this is part of, you know, what Barbara's also going to help with is like, these like kind of old thoughts creeped up of like fear of like the transformation I brought the people and like this lady who said that she was going to share the video with me. She hasn't even like replied to my emails. And like, it's just like, where has people gone? Like, I just kind of feel like I gave my heart. And like, I get to this like kind of anger there, and I've been releasing it, but it's like, where are you guys? Like, why? I mean, it's only been one day for the new thank you notes I sent out, but I knew before I even sent it. I feel like I don't think people are going to reply. It's weird.
Okay, but you know what? You've got to realize. I mean, you've got to focus on what you're doing here. And I, you know, we get that all the time. People don't reply. You know what I'm saying? But you still have done your job, okay? You've done what you've come here to do, okay? And, you know, you've touched their lives and you've helped them to, you know, get on their path. And that's the important part, okay? And Ginger is saying you're helping to heal people and really bring happiness in their life as you're doing what you're doing, okay? So just stay focused on you and in your journey, and just know that you have the power to create the reality that you're dreaming of, and you know these people you've helped them, but now then it's just time to move on. Don't focus on them. Focus on you. Okay.
I know it brings up just a lot of stories of like people not being there for me or like not being appreciative or, you know, fuck them type of thing. Like it just, I did such a nice thing and I just. So it's the stories, and I've been releasing it, but it's still activated here. I've been doing it since yesterday.
You have a little bit of a block. You have a little bit of a block within, and it's causing you to not be able to connect to the peace that is within you, nor your inner wisdom. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I used to get this a lot from spirit: get out of your own way. Okay.
Mhm.
And Ginger. Girlfriend, get out of your own way and let go of what's inside you that's blocking the truth of who you truly are. She's saying, go within and let your higher self show you, you know. So we're going to ask, you know, she's saying Auntie Barbara to come in and really help you to let go of those obstacles and blocks that are within, okay, and to release, you know, the fear that is blocking the truth and helping you to see who you truly, truly are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so please, just, you know, allow, you know, Archangel Michael, he has his chakra, the, you know, the industrial strength chakra clean already, and allow, you know, Barbara to come in and, you know, and Jesus, and please just, you know, focus on you, you know. I help a lot of people, and I don't get, you know, feedback or anything like that, but they do return, and then they connect with me again, so... I know I did a good job. You know what I'm saying?
I know I did a good job, and they told me face-to-face. It's just sort of like,
right.
Hey, guys, I feel like I need you now because this is something new, and I want to put it on my site, and it's like, where are you? And there's, like, crickets.
Right.
Like, that's how it feels, and it's, you know.
This is that you're going to have to give yourself what you're needing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have Robin Williams coming in and saying, Lady Luck, I know you're feeling sad right now. I'm not even going to tell you to have a good day. I'm just saying, just have a day. You know, be good to yourself, feed yourself, put on comfortable clothing, maybe throw on a movie that makes you happy. But just know that it's going to get better. And until then, just, you know, have the day that you're having. And that's what he's telling you, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Auntie Barbara and, you know, the angels and Jesus. So there's a couple messages coming your way.
Thanks, DC. And I'll email you about that white horse, because the white horse came to me yesterday. So I'll email you about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to write you a testimonial, by the way, DC, like if you'd like one.
You know what? I would love one. That would be awesome. And I thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that.
Okay, the first thing we're going to do is let Archangel Michael put in the wonderful chakra cleaner. And he will do this for anybody that wants it. So if you want him to send chakra cleaner through your chakras too, just say yes. He'll hear you and he'll go ahead and do it. Okay, so now we're going to do the phrases while all that cleaner is working through us. Dear Innate, I release the desperation.
Dear Innate, I release the desperation.
Dear Innate, I release the desperate need for other people's approval.
Dear Innate, I release the desperate need for other people's approval.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I'm just not good enough.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I'm just not good enough.
Dear Innate, I release needing proof that I am good enough.
Dear Innate, I release needing proof that I am good enough.
Dear Innate, I release the need not to trust myself.
Dear Innate, I release the need to not trust myself.
Dear Innate, I release ignoring my own heart.
Dear Innate, I release ignoring my own heart.
Dear Innate, I release the dependency on the past.
Dear Innate, I release the dependency on the past.
Dear Innate, I release all of the energy of the past.
Dear Innate, I release all the energy of the past.
Dear Innate, I know I am a success.
Dear Innate, I know that I'm a success.
Dear Innate, I know that I am loved.
Dear Innate, I know that I am loved.
Dear Innate, I know that I am helping others.
Dear Innate, I know that I am helping others.
Dear Innate, I know that I am a phenomenal light worker.
Dear Innate, I know that I am a phenomenal light worker.
Dear Innate, I trust myself.
Dear Innate, I trust myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Dear Innate, I accept everyone else.
Dear Innate, I accept everyone else.
Dear Innate, I release the need to create problems. That one hard for you?
Did we lose Lady Luck, Barbara?
I don't know. Okay, yes, she dropped. Okay.
Oh.
I mean, sometimes she does take a little while to respond, but that was...
Well, she'll come back. Always come back. She doesn't go too far.
Okay.
But you know what?
She
when she was saying the Dear Innate statement...
Hi,
Lady Luck. When you were saying the Dear Innate statement, Ginger said, you know, and... Instead of saying, I accept myself, A-C-C, it sounded as if you said, I accept myself, E-X-C-E-P-T. So make sure that, you know, that you accept yourself, okay?
I accept
feeling like yourself out. Yeah, I accept myself with the ACC, not the EX, you know, CEPT. It's like you're leaving yourself out of it.
Right.
You're giving to
yeah,
others.
I accept. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, where do they want to go next? Okay. Dear Innate, I release the expectation of problem.
Dear Innate, I... Wow, that just went blank. I what?
Release the expectations of problem.
Okay. Dear Innate, I release the expectations, the expectation of problems.
Okay. Hold on, let me check and see what they want to say. Dear Innate, I open my heart and allow other people to love me.
Yeah, that cut out again. That's interesting. What did you say? Dear Innate, I open my heart and allow what?
Other people to love me.
Yeah, okay. Dear Innate, I open my heart and allow other people to love me.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear Innate, I feel the love.
Dear Innate, I feel the love.
Dear Innate, I know the love.
Dear Innate, I know the love.
Dear Innate, I release my brain from needing to prove I am loved.
Dear Innate, I release my brain from having to prove that I am loved.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, there's something else. Hold on. Dear Innate, I release all of my blocks to love, no matter how big, small, old, new, deep, shallow, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I release all my blocks to love, no matter how big, small, deep, old, new, deep, shallow.
I let it all go.
I let it all go.
Nice deep, deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of question marks, but that's okay. You know, the lady who runs the inn that I stayed at, and we already spoke about how she's an annoyance, and but I had just emailed her, like, I've been releasing this, like, belief that, like, relationships have to add badly, you know, that type of thing, and I emailed her, and I was like, hey, it was just like a very light email. I was like, hey, you know, you witnessed a couple of these healings. Can you write a review? I'd like to put something up on the site. Cause she was explaining to me, you know, she likes to go on and on about stuff, but she was explaining to me on how like impactful they were and how she would explain it and how she experienced it and, you know, whatever. And I said, hey, can you just like write that down? You know, like as a review, I thought it was great how you explain that. And then she like writes back on how like she wasn't a participant and she doesn't feel like writing, like she doesn't feel comfortable writing something. And I said, yeah, write that you were like the camera woman or whatever, like exactly like that. I didn't hear back from her yet because this just happened this morning, but it was just like, I guess I just like sort of always noticed like people's Like, I can't stand people who make like a big deal over things. Like, you're talking about how you want to work for me and how you want to like leave this in and all this stuff. And like, meanwhile, like you can't even like really, I mean, I was sort of not going to work with her in the capacity that I think she wanted, but like, you can't even hang. Like you just have so much shit going on like that. So it just kind of was like, I mean, I'm not going to drag a testimonial out of her. And I think that might be our last interaction, but it's just like, dude, like I even shared like some guidance with her about her life. And she was like hysterically crying. And like, you know, it's this story of like how, like I kind of, people like suppress their feelings and then I help bring it to the forefront to help them heal. And then I don't know. Like they get like, I feel like they get weird around me, or like there's like the power struggle that comes up. Like there was definitely stuff going on with her that I was like, you know, if you want to work for me, like, I don't want to hear about your personal life. Like you, all these issues that you have, like, you're just, it's too much for me to take in when I'm like off and resting. So she got like offended by that, or, you know, like when I would cut her off, when I don't want to hear her stuff. Like, I don't, like, this is a professional, we're discussing about like being professional. Like, we're not talking about being friends. We're talking about like being professional associates. Like, I can't, you know, like I told her to be quiet at the horse healing and she was like fucking talking. Like, don't you get it? Like, it was just like sort of, and she's like, oh yeah, quiet as a mouse, quiet as a mouse. Like, no, like you just don't understand. I kept telling her not to pick up my dog and she kept picking him up. And it's like, so all of that, like, it just, like, it kind of like annoys me when I'm like so ready to play with people and do things and build this empire and people can only go so far. Like, it's like they hit that block so easily and then it's like, I got to leave you. So,
okay,
you know,
here we go.
Yeah.
Dear innate, I release the need to be rigid.
Dear innate, I release the need to be rigid.
Dear innate, I release the need to have people do what I expect them to do.
Dear innate, I release the need to have people do what I expect them to do.
Dear innate, I release the need to be upset that people don't do what I expect them to do.
Dear innate, I release the need to be upset when people don't do what I expect them to do.
Dear innate, I release the need to attract all of these idiots into my life.
Dear innate, I release the need to attract all these idiots into my life.
Dear innate, I release the need to be shown the same lessons over and over and over and over.
Dear innate, I release the need to be shown the same experiences over and over and over.
Dear innate, I release all of the ways that I am an idiot.
Dear innate, I release all the ways that I am an idiot.
Dear innate, I release the need to control other people.
Dear innate, I release the need to control other people.
Dear innate, I release the rigidity of the work that I do.
Dear innate, I release the rigidity of the work that I do.
Dear innate, I open up to the flow of love.
Dear innate, I open up to the flow of love.
Dear innate, I release any and every bit of frustration with other people.
Dear innate, I release any and every bit of frustration that I have with other people.
Dear innate, I release all the frustration I have with myself.
Dear innate, I release all the frustration I have with myself.
Dear innate, I truly let it go.
Dear innate, I truly let it go.
Nice deep breath. Dear innate, I have the clarity to see how all of this is actually about me.
Dear Nate, I have the clarity to see how all of this is really about me.
Nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I easily go within and find the answers.
Dear Nate, I easily go within and find the answers.
Nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I am ready to get out of my own way.
Dear Nate, I am ready to get out of my own way.
Okay. That's it.
I don't understand. It seems to be coming up a lot as far as, like, not telling people what to do or, you know, being a dictator or stuff like that. And, like, I mean, this is my life. And, like, if I'm going to, like, have people, like, I mean, I've had employees before, and if I'm going to have, like, hire people to do certain things for them, like, for me, I'm able to have them be the personality that I want, you know, and like to do the things that I want them to do. So I don't understand, like, it kind of seems like, well, you're being wrong, like, because you're being too rigid or something.
There's a difference between saying to someone, okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to film this and, you know, stand off here to the side and be quiet. That's fine. That tells them exactly what it is you want them to do, and then they can do whatever they need to within the to meet those expectations. But when you are getting really irritated with them and telling them, you know, to just shut up, and you are moving out of the I'm telling you this is what I want you to do because you've asked it and you want to work with me. Fine. And into the, I am the one in charge and you are going to do exactly what I say. And if you don't do exactly what I say, I'm really going to get mad at you and this is really going to get ugly. So you're getting into that controlling energy. There's a difference between the controlling energy and just letting someone know what it is that you need. And sometimes it's a huge difference. So they're
right.
Saying,
like,
you need to make sure that you do not get into that controlling energy. And when you're sitting
right
there thinking, okay, I sent this message out to these people and I've asked them for testimonials and I'm waiting for them to respond, you're starting to get into that controlling energy because you're thinking, well, why aren't they responding? I mean, God, it's been a whole day. Someone should have done something by now. That's getting into that controlling energy. That's not coming from love. That's not accepting. That's not being open. That's saying, I've given you guys instructions. Now do what I said to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't respond well to that. And you are not going to get people who are willingly going to pour out their heart and soul if the energy that they are feeling from you is saying, you better do what I said you better do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you've got to let go of that energy.
All right, I'll let it go. And I also know, like, with that lady, I originally had told her, like, hey, I gave her the directions like that. And then I know what happens because the person doesn't listen and I have to really just cut them off. And it's an old pattern that I then will go to say, hey, I know, like, I feel bad for them. I know you want this. Like, I know you want to do this. You keep telling me that you want to do this, but it's like, you're fucking annoying me. Like, you're not, like, you know, it's like, it's not the right personality match. So rather than just leaving that person, accepting them for who they are and being like, okay, this is not right. I still kind of get in that conversation with them of, like, I guess trying to mold them, even though I'm crazy frustrated and, like, I'm just not listening to myself of, like, and like calling it quits, like right from the get-go, because that's how I get into trouble or unhappy relationships. And it's with everything. I had it with my parents. I had it with my ex. It's like, so it's that old pattern of like how, you know, again, with this, so, which is interesting because I let it go with the lady who was like the host of the event. I let her go, basically. Like, I detached myself, but because I was sort of like living with this woman, so good. That's good practice for a romantic relationship. Since I was living with this lady, I got sucked back into it because I was getting comfortable, like, kind of socializing with someone in the morning or coming back from a healing session and talking about it, where it should have just been like, no, this relationship's not going to work. Let me cut myself off, or let me keep that mental note to the forefront of like, there's some limitations here, and don't get in that conversation again of like working with her because you can't work with her. She's not the right personality. So, okay. There's the clarity, which I knew it, but now it's like, I mean, again, I'm seeing like, it's like, you need to stop yourself. You need to like pull, you see it right away. You need to just pull back. And for some reason, I guess that's still, you know, thank you that it's showing me with a lady that I just stayed with for a week, because I don't want to have another intimate relationship like that. So I'll keep that in mind again. I hope I remember it next time.
Hopefully I have to remember. Lady Luck, Ginger has a little something to tell you before we let you go. Mm-hmm. She's saying, you know, she thinks you rock, and she's saying, when life gives you a reason, you know, to break down and cry, she said, you show life that you have a million reasons to smile and laugh. She's saying, stay strong, Lady Luck.
Oh, that actually is making me cry. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm going to just cry for a little bit today. Yeah, okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we are now going to our caller from area code 570. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. My name is Chelsea. I'm a first-time caller. And I'm just calling because I've been exceptionally overwhelmed with a lot of my relationships lately.
Okay. Let's see what we're getting about that. DC?
Yes. Thank you for calling in, Chelsea. It's wonderful to have you with us. The first thing that I'm getting for you, hon, is that, you know, you have been putting out what you've been feeling and what you've been needing out to the universe, and it has been heard. The angels are around you at this time to support and guide you, okay? What they're telling me is, you know, things are going to take a turn for the better. There's going to be so many unexpected blessings coming your way, sudden changes. And they're asking you now at this time, surrender all the fear that you have within, all the anxiety, and just trust. Trust that Jesus is with you, Mother Mary, the angels, and know that the universe is, you know, there to help you. It's conspiring in your favor. So you will be having, you know, assistance emotionally, spiritually, materially. And you may actually, you know, come in contact with someone new that may help you. But I'm getting, they may even, you know, say, let me do this for you. Just accept it and, you know, stop worrying. Above all, stop worrying, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you're getting outside enough and just connecting with Mother Earth, but that's something that you should, you know, really, you know, try to do when it's a nice day out there and if you have the time. And you're going to see when you're outside, you know, with Mother Earth, you're going to have, you know, these ideas just pop in your head. It's going to be amazing. You're going to feel it in your heart that you're, you know, that your heart is opening and you just feel so good, okay? There is going to be, you know, something that leads to abundance. And it's really going to help to fulfill your life, okay? So please, over the next couple of days, try to relax. Try to go outside if you can. Spend time with Mother Nature. and absorb her beautiful healing energy. Okay? Mother Nature is going to help you to ground yourself, to stay a little bit more balanced. Okay? And she's also going to help to inspire you to really, you know, do things for you. I feel like she's telling me Chelsea has something within her that she needs to share with the world. There's something in there that you need to share, and I'm getting there actually maybe money connected to it, okay?
Yeah.
So you've been a little confused, but the confusion is it's lifting, okay? This is going to be a beautiful time for you. You're going to have renewed clarity. You're going to have focus. You're really going to feel your purpose, okay? And just say thank you to the angels. And all the, you know, all the doubt, all the frustration, all the confusion that you've had, especially like recently, was there to help you grow, okay? So within all of that craziness, there is a blessing, okay? And you've got to know that life is continually, you know, it's changing, and it has the flow of, like, blessings and then lessons, blessings and then lessons. So just rest for now and know that, you know, good things are coming your way. Okay, I'm getting, you know, if you can keep focused and balanced and not lose sight of why you're here, you're going to see that the blessings are going to keep continuing. And I feel like there's something that, I don't know if there's like an idea that you had in regard to like work or something, but I feel like, you know, it's going to help you to make some money, okay? You have a lot of energy, you have drive, you have confidence, and if you just propel that in a positive way, Chelsea, anything is possible, okay? You have all the tools within you. You have all the wisdom that you need. You can make the right choices, okay? And every day when you get up, just, you know, you could say it silently to yourself, I always expect the best in my life. And when you do, the best is going to show up, okay?
Yes.
Okay? And I'm getting, you know, make sure that you're happy with yourself. And then, you know, that special someone, you know, you'll be more connected. Because I just feel like, you know, you're not really, like, feeling your worth. Okay, I don't know if that makes sense to you. But you've got to love yourself first, and you've really got to, you know, you feel the worth that you have within. Okay, this is a new chapter of your life. I think this is the reason that you've called in. And my dog Ginger is saying, Chelsea, all you have to do is just, like, look around the corner. Okay, and embrace the unknown, okay? So the angels are coming in. They're just trying to let you know that they're here. They're going to help you ease your fears, and you don't have to worry about the unknown. And even though you don't see, like, the light at the end of the tunnel, per se, you're being urged, you know, by the angels to trust and know that you're always on the right path, okay? And this is going to be a major chapter in your life, okay? There's going to be a lot of excitement with this new chapter. Okay. You're going to see your light is going to shine so brightly, more brightly than it has ever shone, okay? But you do need to take a little time for you. A little time to do things just for you, okay? And when you do, you're going to be surprised. Like, the stress is going to just, like, start to fade away, and good things are going to happen, okay? So we do have the angels coming in, and I'm getting there's a beautiful healing going on presently as you and I are connected, okay? I'm feeling it's like a healing on all different levels. It's a true, beautiful spiritual healing, okay? And all you have to do is just, you know, at this moment for 2 seconds, close your eyes and feel the love that is all around you. And just trust in this beautiful love. It has the ability to heal you. And any situation that is going on in your life that is in need of healing, okay? And please just remember that, you know, the power that made you was the power of love. And this power can heal you, hon, okay? But the angels are saying, Chelsea, you've got to speak your mind with confidence, okay? You've sort of not been saying what you're feeling. And that has, you know, sort of gotten you a little bit out of balance, okay? Don't expect the worst. Please, I'm feeling like you're not sleeping the right way, okay? This is, like I said, this is the light at the end of the tunnel. This is the end of a difficult situation. Embrace the changes that are ahead of you and expect things to get better now, okay? That's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus, and I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, Chelsea, we're going to do a little bit of the releasing using the Dear Innate statements like we did with the previous caller. So I will say the statement and you will repeat it. You repeat it because that way you are talking to your own innate body and it knows that you are speaking to it. That's why it's not just a matter of you listening to what I say, because when I say it, I'm actually talking to my innate body. Okay, so here is what I'm getting. Dear innate, I open up to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open up to loving myself.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I let go of the drama and trauma of relationships.
Dear innate, I let go of the drama and trauma of relationships.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward with my life.
Dear innate, I am ready to move forward with my life.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
Dear innate, I know that I have value.
Dear innate, I am putting myself first.
Dear innate, I am putting myself first.
Dear innate, there is no one in my life more important than me.
Dear innate, there is no one in my life more important than me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for myself.
Dear innate, I release any need to be a doormat.
Dear innate, I release any need to be a doormat.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, this is my life and I am creating it.
Dear innate, this is my life and I am creating it.
Dear innate, I am powerful and wonderful and phenomenal.
Dear innate, I am powerful and wonderful and phenomenal.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, by making those statements, you were actually making changes to yourself, to your subconscious, to your conscious, to all of your bodies and your past lives and your Akashic records. You were affecting all of it. I guess I should have told you that before we began so you know what you were doing, but they don't tell me to tell people all that first. So you've started changing your life. It's already started. So just notice what comes up. Notice what you become aware of. And start looking at things from the perspective of what is this showing me about me? Because most people look at situations and say, oh my gosh, this means there's something wrong with the world, blah, blah, blah. And it's not about the world, it's about you. So start noticing what it is showing you about you.
Okay.
And that way you can learn the lessons and you can really let it have an impact that can make your life better, because your life is getting better and better, and it's supposed to.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And, you know, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday, so call us back if you need to, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Area code 917, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's
this? Oh, hi, I'm sorry. I was falling asleep. Okay, I just have a question. With the supervisor, I mean, I have a problem with my supervisor at work, and she screamed and humiliated me in front of everybody. So I couldn't control myself, so I spoke back at her to infuriate her her even more. So she wanted to fire me, and then so I was just saying, why am I keep getting fight into people? I mean, with people this week, not only with her, it's with another person too. It's like, you know, I couldn't control myself. It's just like I have to speak back. You know, I try not to talk back, but it's like, I couldn't control myself not speaking back. So, and I don't know if I should quit the job.
Okay, well, let's see what kind of messages we're getting about all of that. Do you see?
Okay.
Hi, good morning. The first thing that I'm getting is, you've got to watch. You're holding on to all of this negative energy, and Jesus is reminding you how destructive this is for your health. Okay? Call upon him and really let him help you at this time, okay? I mean, the energy that you're holding on to is just, like, so bad for you. I'm getting, this is a time to really, you know, to think about, you know, careers, career decisions. You have an important question on your mind. You're going to be able to really answer it. Okay, this is a time of letting go. This is a time that things are changing in your life. And you've got to understand this change is going to happen. Okay? And I'm feeling all of this is helping you to really get in control of your life and partially to accept change, hon. Okay?
No, you mean I should quit the job then?
Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, that I shouldn't answer. That's up to you, the angels are saying. But this is a time of new beginnings. This is a time of fresh starts, okay?
But how should I react then when they scream it and humiliated me in front of everybody? I just take it. Don't say
that. So this is a time for you to think about something new, okay? This is a time to make correct, you know, decisions in regard to your job, okay? So how do you feel? Should you go on to something, you know, different in regard to career?
It, I don't know what, though. I don't know what to do. Do you there?
DC?
Okay,
no. Let me see. Oh, nope, she got dropped. Hold on, let me see if she's back at the end.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. But we've lost DC. Blog Talk dropped her. Okay, so let's go ahead and do some of the innate releasing statements, because I'm getting that there are some for you. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release all of the anger in my life.
Dear innate, I release all the anger in my life.
Dear innate, I release the anger over these people doing these stupid things.
Dear innate, I release all the anger over all these people for doing all these stupid things.
Dear innate, I release the anger at myself.
Dear innate, I release the anger at myself.
Dear innate, I forgive everyone.
Dear innate, I forgive everyone.
Dear innate, I no longer need to attract anger into my life.
Dear innate, I no longer need to attract anger into my life.
Dear innate, I'm letting all the anger go.
being is and letting all the anger go.
Take a nice deep breath. Apparently you've got some anger stuck in your throat and it's trying to get out.
Oh, so it's because I myself am very angry because I'm attracting angry people.
Yes. You attract what you are being. And so if what you are being is angry, but you're not expressing it, you're not telling whomever it is you're angry at, or not just letting it go, then you keep attracting anger into your life so that anger
is
in
really
your
angry,
face,
though.
So you have to deal with
yeah.
it. Some of your anger is old anger. It's stuff that you have been holding on for a long time. I don't know, you know, exactly
yeah,
what happened
like,
or when it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, been calling
but you've
like
got some old
now.
Anger. Yeah, that's some old energy trying to get out of you. So by letting go of that anger, you are letting go of that old energy. Let's see if we can. All right. Dear Renee, I release these old emotions that I have been hanging on to.
Dear Renee. I release all the old emotions I've been hanging on to.
Dear Renee, I detach myself from the past.
Dear Renee, I detach myself from the past.
Dear Renee, I no longer need this energy and I let it go.
Dear Renee, I no longer need this energy and I'm letting it go.
Dear Renee, I am no longer stuffing my emotions.
Dear Renee, I'm no longer stuffing my emotions.
Dear Renee, I am free of the past.
Dear Renee, I am free from the past.
Take a nice deep, deep breath.
Did I release
it? I can feel there's some stuff moving in you for sure. Okay, I'm going to bring... Yeah, that was all a part of you needing to let go of what it is that you are letting go of and you're still letting it go. DC is back, so I'm going to bring her back in.
Hello, Barbara, I'm back. I don't know where I went. I was gone for a little bit. I did catch some of the reading for our beautiful listener. And... you know, the angels are just asking that you let go of the fear, you know, of being able to make a decision, you know, because you really want to do this. And now is the time. Please don't be afraid. Take that leap of faith and just go for it, okay? And don't be afraid. I'm getting everything is going to work out well for you, okay?
But many times I don't know how I should react to the situation. I don't know how to react to the situation.
Okay. Well, you've got to know that you're not alone, and you've got to realize that you have to move forward, hon. You can't stay where you are. Okay. Something major is coming your way, and I'm getting a big number two around you. It could be 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months. This is going to be a change for the better. It's going to get rid of all the trouble, you know, that you're facing right now. Okay. And you know, with this change, is going to come long term benefits, and I'm saying financial benefits. And you know, your talents as well are going to be recognized. So don't be afraid to make the changes that are needed, okay? And just know that when you work from the heart, honey, you're going to see money comes into you, okay?
Okay, I've been coughing for the whole week, and my throat's hurting. And
You're not able to speak your truth, and you're not moving forward. This is the time that you've got to move forward. You know, a new chapter of your life is opening, and...
let it go because my throat, I cannot cough anymore. It's just like I have to keep taking cough medicine. I cannot keep coughing like this.
Because you're not speaking your truth. You're not able to say what you're feeling inside.
I did. And I got in trouble. Everyone, I speak up my mind, I get in trouble.
Okay, well, you know, it's what I'm getting is this is a place you're not supposed to be at presently. You're supposed to move on to something bigger and better that resonates with your energy, a place that's going to help you grow, okay? So it's sort of like the universe giving you that little nudge.
Right? But I can still stay in temporary, though, right? But I can still stay at this job temporary, right?
You know, that's up to you. That's up to you. It's totally up to you. I'm going to turn you back over to Barbara because I did miss some of what she said.
Okay.
So what I'm getting is that this is about you recognizing you. This is about you really recognizing yourself and who you are choosing to be.
But every time when I speak up, why is it I always get in trouble?
Because you actually have a belief that you are wrong. Was there someone when you were a little kid that was always telling you you were wrong?
No, I actually don't think I'm wrong. I actually want to speak up. I actually think I should speak up. It's just that I just don't want to get into fights and screaming and yelling. So this is why a lot of times I don't speak up. It's because I don't want to get into arguments. It's not just be fighting in front of the customers.
You can speak up without getting into an argument. You can express what you need to say without having it come from anger. That was one of the reasons why they had you do the statements about anger, so that you could get all of the anger out of the way. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you saying what you need to say. But when you are coming from anger, what is coming out is not your message. What is coming out is actually the anger. And the anger actually keeps people from seeing what it is you're saying. Just like other people's anger keeps you from seeing what it is that they are really saying. That's the thing about anger. Anger clouds the issue. It's like it muddies the water. So if you want to say something to someone, then make sure that you let go of the anger first, because the anger really does get in the way. Does that make sense?
Okay, I see. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So
you
may find yourself needing to just, step away from the situation. You may need to go and write down what it is that you want to say so that you really understand what you want to say.
Actually, when I'm angry, it's more because they insult me. It's disrespectful. That's when I get angry. So it's okay to be disrespectful but not get angry, you mean? It's okay for people to disrespect.
They're triggering the anger with what they are saying.
What?
And there is a part of you that feels that people don't respect you, that they don't treat you with the respect that you deserve, which means there's a part of you that says that you don't respect you, because they are showing you what you believe. Everything that happens is showing you something about you. So you must have some belief within you that says that you don't really deserve to be respected.
Can you help me clear that, please?
Okay, let's see how I want to do that. It sounds like they're already clearing you. Okay. Dear Innate, I release the ways I disrespect myself.
Dear Innate, I release the ways that I disrespect myself.
Dear Innate, I release the triggers of disrespect.
Dear Innate, I release the triggers of disrespect.
Dear Innate, I choose to honor and respect myself.
Dear Innate, I choose and honor myself and respect myself.
Dear Innate, I deserve to be respected.
Dear Innate, I deserve to be respected.
Dear Innate, I release all disrespect.
Dear Innate, I release all disrespect.
Dear Innate, I no longer attract disrespect.
Dear Innate, I no longer attract disrespect.
Dear Innate, I no longer am disrespect.
dear inmate, I no longer am disrespected.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
I don't feel much different though.
Okay. That's okay.
I mean, did I release all the...
Yeah, you were releasing while we were doing it, so I could feel it going out of you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, well, let us know how it turns out.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Okay, and we are now moving to Helena.
Hello.
Hello. What can we do for you today?
Couple of things. Got some questions, but, well, first question is, what the frig's going on? I'm just acting somewhat different from the norm, which could be good. But I don't know if I'm being a little bit too much of a beast or if it's I'm just owning my power.
Okay. Why would you consider yourself a beast if you're just owning your power?
Because I actually felt bad. I'd rather not go into, in brief, without someone that is annoying and leers at me and covertly, it's sexual harassment, but it's kind of covert, not that covert.
Uh-huh.
And I just sort of said, here, I have something for you to read. And it's like, oh, yeah, what? And it was like a whole thing about sexual harassment. And I actually felt bad for him because he didn't see it coming. Of course, I got sworn at and told I was whatever. Crazy, but I felt half bad for him because he didn't see it coming. But I just don't know. Normally, I don't know that I'd be that blatant about it. But after years of this crap, I'm tired of it, and really tired of it.
Why would there be anything wrong with you standing up for yourself? I don't see where you did anything wrong.
Actually, I guess just because I felt kind of bad because he didn't see it coming.
What does
I didn't
that have
do
to
it
do
purposely.
With anything?
Pardon?
What does
huh?
that have to do with anything? Why are you feeling bad because he didn't see it coming?
Because, well, actually, for a change, he was being nice to me. I mean, the guy can be nice to me, but it's like the other bullshit just has to stop. And it's not like he hasn't been told. He has, by me. But I think this time did it.
Well, congratulations. You stood in
Thank
your
you.
Power. Yay. So
yeah,
stop feeling
funny. All right. Yeah, because, you know, I feel people, and I can feel their hurt and, you know, and their disappointment. And it was like, oh, shit, am I too much here? I mean, I need to be more in a lot of other areas, but it was funny. It was like...
Okay, so you've done something great for yourself. What else is up?
What else? I'm wondering... a couple of things. If you guys get anything, if my time slot at the radio station is going to change for something where I can do more live and I don't have to make people wake up in the middle of the night to talk to me or have to really count on England and Australia and Japan because it's normal times there for people to do an interview, you know, and all the ideas I have. That or if you see anything even better coming career-wise or in addition to this career-wise.
Okay. Let's see what DC's getting.
Thanks, Ann. Hello, DC.
Yes, hello. I'm getting to be very proud of yourself. That's number one.
Thanks.
And when you were speaking of that situation, I just saw that, you know, Archangel Michael was giving you a thumbs up because it's sort of like he had given you a sword a long time ago, and you finally picked up that sword. Okay? And he's just saying, you know, go for it. You know, you're amazing. You are that warrior, you know? And, you know, sometimes we have to just, you know, take care of ourselves and, they say, know that you never walk alone. Mm-hmm. I'm getting in regards to your question about, like, the time with the radio. I'm getting a maybe. I'm not getting a, you know, a true yes or no.
Mm.
And Ginger's saying, Mom, she's got so much going on. Oh, my gosh. That, you know, your focus is, like, all over the place, honey.
It is. It is. Well, yes and no.
Yeah, because you're saying you've got to you take some time and decide, like, what are the most important things to focus on right now and let go of the other things for just a while, because you can get very overwhelmed, okay, mm-hmm. and you're not really going to get, you know, everything resolved if your energy is, like, all over the place.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, so just watch that, like, with the energy. But like I said, you know, I didn't get, like, a different time because maybe that's the time you're supposed to have right now.
Okay,
and just know that you're doing a great job. You know, you've got to take care of you. Okay? I'm getting, you know, you've got to take a little time to go in and really feel what you're feeling. And Ginger is saying, you know what? You know, just like for the rest of this month, you know, and then every month again, start it up again. You know, my priorities. And then just put, you know, dash, mm-hmm. are me. That's right, just me. Okay, so first of all, make yourself a priority. Okay? And when you do, you're going to see that you're going to accomplish so many more things, and you're going to feel that sense of joy, and you're going to see all the amazing things that you accomplish. Okay? And you're also going to be blessed with so many different, more beautiful things. I'm asking you to try to do this because soon Ginger's saying she's going to be starting on a new journey. So you really have to take a little time just for you, okay? There's a new journey waiting, and it's going to be really exciting, but you've got to take that time. You've got to stay optimistic and know that there's a miracle waiting for you. So just, you know, hang in there and know, like, you know, this is your time, okay? But you've got to spend time alone. You've got to meditate on what it is that you are truly wanting, and then you're going to see how the magic begins.
Okay. All right.
Okay, something great is coming your way, hon, but you've got to take time for you and think about what it is, you know, what are your dreams for the future? I'm getting that you're going to be traveling. Did you have any travel plans?
No, I've got to renew my passport, but I need money for it. I don't have...
You're going to be traveling, hon. You know, you are going to be traveling. So, you know, that's what Ginger's showing me. And I just see, like, obstacles that you have, you know, right now, they're moving to the side, okay? And, Helena, I'm getting this, like, a fair-haired man on the other side. He's in your corner. He may have, like, white hair, or he may have blonde hair, but it's lighter hair. And his eyes are, like, sort of maybe like a blue color.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe it's white hair. Do you have, like, a father or a father figure with, like, the white hair and, like, the lighter eyes?
Not really. That could be the roommate.
This is someone on the other side that has, like, lighter hair.
Oh, on the other
that
side?
That is watching over you.
Oh, okay. Yes.
There's someone with very light hair and, like, maybe, like, blue eyes. Like, it sort of looks like blue eyes. And they're there to help you.
Oh, good.
Okay. And just, you know, feel what you're wanting. You know, think about it, feel it, believe it, and this person is going to help you to make your dreams come true.
Oh, cool. It might be one of my spirit guides, I think.
Okay. Well,
there is some...
to keep focusing on your long-term goals, you know, and you're going through, like, a spiritual awakening right now, and there's a lot of growth coming with that, okay? So this is the time Ginger is like she's putting these bricks one on top of the other, and you're going to be laying a foundation in one aspect of your life.
Okay. So when you see the traveling, do you see it alone or do you see it with someone?
Okay, let me ask her. I don't think it's going to be alone.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting alone.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting there maybe like a darker-haired man going with you.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. All righty,
okay,
and I'm going to turn
sense.
It over to
Alrighty,
Barbara
thank
and to
you.
Jesus. Okay.
Okay. Let's
Hello.
See what kind of statements I'm getting for you. Dear Innate, I create my own life.
Dear Innate, I create my own life.
Dear Innate, I am not dependent on other people's decisions.
Dear Innate, I am not dependent on other people's decisions.
Dear Innate, I deserve the best.
Dear Innate, I deserve the best. Barbara, you need to write a book of these.
It seems like the more I write them, the more that they come to me. So it's like, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
This is bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay.
Yep. And all right. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I needed to tell you that.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I love myself.
Dear Innate, I truly love myself.
Dear Innate, I truly love myself.
Dear Innate, I stand in my power.
Dear Innate, I stand in my power.
Dear Innate, I have value.
Dear Innate, I have value.
Dear Innate, I am creating the life I love.
Dear Innate, I am creating the life I love.
Dear Innate, this is my time.
Dear Innate, this is my time.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay.
Thank you.
So all that feels good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all kind of working its way around.
Yeah. It's just kind of time for you to focus on yourself, to let yourself be who you really are and to have the things that you really want to have in your life. And if that means that you have a radio show that has a better timing, then create that. Create that you deserve it because you do. And allow it to happen. Let it be your intention so that your team knows to work with you on making it come true.
Okay.
Okay?
And, Helena, my little grandson, Jackson, he's 2.5. He sent you a Facebook message. So when you get that.
Oh, way cool. Wait, hi, Jackson. What's going on, dude?
He's very wise for a 2.5-year-old, so he sent you a little message.
Oh, way cool. I have the phone to my ear, but I heard the bell. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful, amazing day, Helena. And keep
you
up the
too,
good work.
You guys. Thank you. Thanks for everything.
Love
I'll talk
you,
to you guys
Take
later.
Care.
Love you, too. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Okay, later.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is a 11111111. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Higher. Highest.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Nice to hear the smile in your voice. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Life really is getting better and better.
This is true. And so it is. Hi, DC.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Grateful. Glad to be here.
Awesome.
What's up?
Well, you know what? Ginger's walking with you, Queen, and she's saying, Queen, let's go. Open the door. Why are you waiting? Open the door. Something amazing is waiting for you. You're ready.
All right.
So you've got to
yes,
open
I'm
the
ready.
Door, and it's going to be a magical door, Queen, and she's waiting for you to open it.
Okay.
Okay.
And as you were saying that,
but
I saw
you know what?
Opening
I'm feeling that you're holding on to some energy from the past. Okay, and Ginger's saying that you really have to, you know, allow Barbara to come in and to, you know, heal. It's I'm showing like a heart. It's in your heart. There's something that you're holding on to, and it really needs healing. And, you know, once you let it go, you're going to feel so much better. There's still something, I don't know what it is, that you're holding on to something, Queen.
Okay.
Okay. And this is going to be a time of clarity. This is going to be like a time of new direction for you. Okay, and you're holding on to, like, not only, like, there's, like, some kind of hurt, but there's also some kind of fear. You've got to make sure that you let go of the fear to really help you to, you know, walk in the direction of your dreams and your destiny.
Okay.
Okay, and Ginger is saying that, you know, she's seeing, like, I'm seeing, like, sort of, like dollar bills just floating around you. And she's saying, Queen.
What are they?
You know, more,
oh, dollar bills.
More and
okay.
More money. Yeah, but dollar bills, more and more money is coming, like, into your life. Because she's saying, you're looking up and they just keep floating down just, like, around you. And you're going to have the freedom that you're looking for, okay?
Yes. $100 bills,
so,
right?
You, yeah, why not, right? Why not?
Of course.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
and she's saying,
you,
Mom, but she, now she's in your brain. She left your heart, now she's in your brain. And she's saying there's like a little bit of confusion out there in regard to the path that you're supposed to take, you know? And she's saying, Queen, you have everything you need within you, and you know that. But at times you sort of don't trust your own intuition, okay?
Okay.
So she's going to ask Auntie Barbara again to come in and to help you with that, to trust yourself. Okay. Let me see. You have the amazing Archangel Michael with you, and he's, you know, reminding you that you have the ability to move forward on that path and to really to own your power, Queen, and know that you are safe today, tomorrow, and always. Okay. So I think you need to start off with, you need Archangel Michael to stay present with us, and you do need a chakra cleaning, okay, because that's going to help with some of the things that are going on with you now, and I'm feeling like emotions just like flowing like through you, okay? So, you know, you've got to have that emotional peace that you're looking for. You've got to let go of the hurt. You've got to let go of the fear. And you've really got to be comfortable with all that you are feeling. You've got to honor your feelings and make sure that you're always expressing them and be comfortable and let that peace come in. So in regards to these deep emotions within, again, I'm going to call in, you know, Barbara and Archangel Michael, okay? And then Jesus has a message for you. Okay, Queen?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, hon. Barbara?
Okay, so first we'll let Archangel Michael pour in his wonderful, beautiful chakra cleaner, and he's pouring it in now through your crown. Okay, so he started that process, and we'll just let it work its way through. And there was something he wanted to say about it. Actually, he's showing me an image of the chakra cleaner going down, and there's something in the area close to your navel. There's something that this chakra cleaner is clearing out. It's not in one of your chakras, but it's working on it, whatever it is, and I don't know what exactly it is. And he's saying, you don't need to know exactly what it is. Just know that you're letting it go. Okay. let me see now. What do they want to... What do you want me to do with Queen? The beautiful Queen.
Yes. What do you want us to do together?
Yes. So you are on this beautiful path through life, this beautiful journey. And for you, it is such a magical and mystical kind of journey because that's who you are. You're not looking to do things the way everyone else does things. can feel or receive sense in it. And you're right. You don't need to be like anyone else. You are unique. And that is how you are meant to be. So we want you to open even more to the magic, to the mystical side of yourself. It's not about learning the rituals that other people do. It's about understanding the movement in you. And that movement is not dependent upon any kind of ritual, any kind of anything that's ever been created by anyone else. It's about you trusting you, trusting your heart, doing the movements that feel right to you in the moment that you are feeling them. It's about completely and totally letting go of everything you've ever been, everything you've ever thought, everything you've ever believed, and just standing as you, with no ties, no connection. You are just being you. And that is where your life is moving you towards. That is what you are opening up to truly standing in your power, accepting yourself, not making any excuses, just being you. And then I see this image of you standing there and there's this gorgeous light emanating from you, and it's just, oh, it's amazing. So they're not asking much. They're just asking for you to be you.
What else can I do? Well, there's options. There's many options, but
yeah,
I am me, and I will be me. I will be me, totally.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Ooh, that feels good.
Thank you. Yes. Namaste.
Namaste, dear.
Namaste.
All right, DC. We've talked to everyone, so we have come to
Yay.
The end of another show.
Well, you know what, Barbara? What did you do with the unicorn? Auntie Barbara can do things. Auntie Barbara, what did you do with the unicorn? Because she's saying she can't see the unicorn. Now you're riding on a lion.
I didn't kill the unicorn or anything. I rode the unicorn and I talked to the unicorn, and maybe the unicorn was finished with me.
Oh my gosh. I don't know, but she's saying, I don't know where the unicorn is. Oh my gosh, she's on a lion now, so. Oh my gosh.
Maybe it's taking its unicorn break.
I have no idea. Oh, my goodness. But that's the first time I saw you ride a lion before.
Oh, she's got me riding everything, hasn't she?
Oh, my goodness. We'll have to wait and see what the message is with that, you know. And well, first she showed me like a teeny little cat. She's saying, no, you can't ride it. She can't ride a cat. And you're on this. Lion is amazingly large and beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'm waiting for the message to see what that is. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So beautiful.
You'll have to let me know when you find out.
I will. I certainly will. And thank you for today, Barbara, for sharing your energy and your love with everyone, and as well as the beautiful messages.
Thank you for doing the same.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm just waiting to see what's going on with the lion. Oh my gosh. And now you're telling, you know what, now your higher self is on that lion, and you're saying, we may never come back. Where are you going, Barbara?
I don't know.
You better come back. Ginger, make sure she comes back. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe I'll send you a lion, you know, you can ride along.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, Barbara. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you to everyone who listened and who called in and contributed and shared who you are and gave other people the opportunity to clear the issues that you were clearing. We will be back on Tuesday. I have my show tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time, Get the Answers to Life's Questions, and you're more than welcome to join me on that. We hope everyone has an absolutely beautiful however many days it is until we talk to you again, and thanks so much for being part of our lives. We appreciate you. All right. I think
bye,
that's
everyone.
It, Cece.
Yep.
Okay,
care.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.